very warm welcome to a new episode of our Travel Hero podcast. Our guests today are Caroline Bremner and Stephen Dutton from Euromonitor. In the upcoming 300 seconds, we'll find out what to expect during their presentation at ITB Convention 2023. Caroline and Stephen, great having you here. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Sabina, for that kind introduction and invitation to speak today. So, Stephen, you're exploring blended travel in your presentation. What is blended travel? What does that mean?
Yeah, thanks, Caroline. And yes, thanks, Sabina, for having me on the podcast. Yeah, blended travel is a really exciting opportunity in the industry. It basically captures all of the emerging post-pandemic ways that consumers are blurring the lines between work and leisure in the context of a trip. And there are a lot of exciting opportunities. So we're looking at digital nomads and freelance workers. We're looking at greater flexibility in and out of the office, remote work options, workcations, and even corporate retreats. And all of this really stems from the way that the workplace has changed and the different options that people have really become used to, finding new ways to travel in a business context, given that overall business trips in the classic sense are still well below 2019 levels.
And how are destinations responding?
Well, we still see limited marketing here, and I think destinations are still adapting and they're still learning. But there is so much potential, and we'll see more DMOs, more tourism organizations incorporating this kind of messaging in the future. I think for destinations, blended travel is a dream. These travelers tend to stay in destination longer. Therefore, they're spending more money in the destination. They're driven by experience. They're eager to live like locals. They even choose more diverse destinations and avoid peak travel times. So it's a far cry from the kind of mass tourism that was quickly becoming unsustainable ahead of the pandemic. So there are long-term implications here that, you know, blended travel is having on the broader travel market in a positive and more sustainable way. Now, Caroline, let's switch gears here. You know, you're going to be talking about the metaverse in your upcoming presentation. Many consumers who do blended travel tend to be quite digitally savvy consumers. So do you think that they would be interested in the metaverse?
Oh, definitely. As you've mentioned, there are many changes in the world of work, the rise of remote working, the shift to hybrid working practices where employees are very used to teleconferencing and virtual events and conferences. And we've even seen some global hotel chains like Marriott, IHG, Four Seasons, etc., working with Web 3.0 metaverse companies, specifically targeting the MICE sector to carve out new revenue streams through virtual meetings and events. So there really is a lot of potential to explore.
Oh, sounds really exciting. Can you tell me more about the metaverse? What is the metaverse in the travel context? And what else are you exploring in your presentation?
It really is a fascinating topic. We're looking at the next generation of the internet and what that will look like. I mean, there are already some front runners, notwithstanding MetaCorp, but you've got Epic Games, Unreal Engine, working with travel brands and retail and fashion brands to create these really immersive augmented experiences in the virtual world. And we are even seeing this taking place with the likes of Qatar Airways Qverse platform, and that's just one of many examples. There's already a lot of disruption from the metaverse, where key areas like brand engagement, marketing activations are migrating from Web 2 to Web 3.0. Loyalty is experiencing a major shakeup with the rise of NFTs, where these can be bought, sold, or collected in exchange for proof of travel, which is really interesting concept, or for redeeming real-world benefits, such as upgrades and experiences in the real world. So I would say, you know, it's a really fascinating topic for us to research, as is your topic, Pleasure. From us at Euromonitor, I'd just like to say we're really looking forward to attending and presenting at ITB Berlin. And thank you for having us.
Great pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks very much, Caroline. Thanks, Sabina. See you all at
See you.